With South Carolina's presidential primary just a day away now, the four remaining GOP candidates today make their final push for votes across the state. Former Governor Mitt Romney's lead in the polls in South Carolina has pretty much evaporated this week, and the controversies over his wealth and how much he pays in taxes and whether he'll release his tax returns. Before he rose in the polls, conventional wisdom had been Romney might fare poorly in South Carolina, where the bulk of the voters are evangelical Christians and where Romney is viewed as a social moderate. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov, who's been in South Carolina, reports on whether this, too, may yet cost Romney votes there.
Would you like some chicken, please, ma'am?
That would be lovely.
Potatoes and beans.
Chicken and green beans are on the menu at the Wednesday night supper at the Forestville Baptist Church on the outskirts of Greenville, which lies in the western part of South Carolina. Many Baptist churches have fellowship suppers on Wednesdays, and this one draws nearly 60 church members. Senior pastor Rob Jackson says he tells his congregation of more than 1,000 people to vote for a candidate with a Christian moral code. And for Jackson, that is not Mitt Romney.
From a biblical standpoint, whether you're a Mormon or whether you're an evangelical believer, there's no question that both belief systems at their core believe that God is the originator of life. And so it greatly concerns me that Mitt Romney could be pro-choice if he really says he's a Mormon.
When Romney was governor, he supported Roe versus Wade, giving women the right to an abortion. Now he says he's pro-life. Jackson says Romney has not done a good enough job explaining why he changed his mind. Others at this church supper express similar doubts about Romney's conservative social credentials, including Molly Withers, who's a graduate student.
To be 100% honest, the ideal candidate to me would be a moral man who professes Christ as a savior. And that's the biggest problem I have with Mitt Romney, is he has a strong stance on most of the arguments that I definitely agree with. And he's a very moral man. I don't want to decrease that in any way. However, he is Mormon, and I disagree with his religious beliefs.
This distrust of members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly called Mormons, is not an uncommon belief among evangelical Christians, who make up more than 50% of likely Republican voters in South Carolina. Evangelicals spread the word of Jesus Christ and accept him as their savior.
There's a huge difference between a biblical Christian and a Mormon.
The Reverend Brad Atkins is president of the South Carolina Baptist Convention, which is made up of more than 670,000 members.
When you look at the definition of biblical Christianity, when you look at what other leaders have said as far as Mormonism compared to Christianity, there's no connection between the two other than they draw their basis from the Old Testament, just as we do.
But, Atkins goes on, because Mormonism adds the Book of Mormon, it deviates from biblical Christianity. This view is by no means universal among evangelicals, and Mormons consider themselves Christians and believe Christ is their savior. In the Republican race, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum are Catholic, Ron Paul is Baptist. All three have solid conservative Christian credentials. But political science professor Bob Oldendick of the University of South Carolina says it's not Romney's Mormon faith that's a liability for him in the South. It's his more moderate stance or altered position on key social issues.
What some of his opponents have done in the campaign is to continuously use the phrase Massachusetts moderate to make that distinction. And if there's anybody that's kind of thinking, well, maybe he's the most electable, maybe I should vote for him, they're trying to make those more moderate positions salient and say, well, no, I really can't pull the trigger for him.
Is that a slur to be called a Massachusetts moderate in South Carolina?
For about 75% of the voters in the state, yes, it is.
Romney's religion was raised in the Republican primary 4 years ago when he came in fourth in South Carolina. But this time, even social conservatives are saying the economy is the number one issue for them in this election. That's true for Joel Powell of Forestville Baptist Church, who says he recently received two brochures in the mail from Romney and has decided to vote for him.
The emphasis there was his stance on issues relating to family, faith, various things that I didn't know about him. And so I'd been somewhat of a fan of his already, but I did have some concerns until I read that.
For those evangelicals who haven't made up their minds in this race yet, several prominent South Carolina Christian leaders are advising them to pray for wisdom in making their choice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.